Hello, good evening. My name is Alfred, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station?
Wait a minute, turn the TV down so I can understand you.
Okay.
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Okay, now what do you say you're doing with this here?
Yes, my name is Alfred, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper,
an advertising
agency?
No. All us retired.
Okay, not even a volunteer or in a political campaign?
No.
Okay. Now, just a second. In what language would you prefer to conduct this interview? In English or in Spanish?
English. That's the only language we speak, English.
Okay. Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in general elections for President of the United States, Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely
to vote. If I be living, I'm definitely gonna vote.
Okay. With which political party are you registered? With the Republican, Democrat, Independent, Democrat. Okay. What is your main racial background?
What is my background? My religious? Or what?
No. What is your main racial background?
What do you mean, African American or what?
Okay, white, Anglo, Hispanic, African American.
African American.
Okay. What is your age?
I am 70 years young.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, will you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
Off on the wrong track.
Okay. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Allow me to read all the options available. Corruption in city government, crime and neighborhood safety, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, property insurance cost, growth and overdevelopment, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, or affordable housing?
I'll say probably property insurance.
Okay. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. No. Christine King.
What about her?
Yes. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person.
Christine King, favorable.
Okay, just to take in consideration, you have the options to say very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable. So, what is your opinion with Christine King?
Christine King, favorable.
Okay. Damien Pardo.
Never heard him.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Okay. Francis Suarez.
Somewhat favorable.
Miguel Gabela.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Joe Carrojo.
Joe Carolla?
Yes.
How you said, no, unfavorable.
Okay. Aileen Higgins.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Daniel Levine Cava.
Who? Repeat that name.
Yes. Daniela Levine Cava.
Oh, our mayor? Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Definitely unfavorable.
Okay. Manolo Reyes.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Let's move on to the next one. If the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic
candidate? Kamala Harris.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic
candidate? Yes.
Okay. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, There are sometimes local ballots, referendums, that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that you might be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you vote yes in favor or of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is charter amendment to require continuous residence immediately preceding qualifying for mayor and city commissioner. And the ballot question reads, shall section 4 of the city charter be amended to require continuous residence in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for city commissioners and require continuous residence in the city of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for a mayor. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Probably no.
Okay. Let's move on to the next one. If you had to choose today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
For what?
From the previous referendum.
I didn't hear the memo or whatever there.
Okay, just a second. Just a second, please. Okay, let me read you once again the referendum. The first referendum is called Charter Amendment to require continuous residency immediately preceding qualifying for mayor and city commissioner. Now, and the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter, the amendment,
I heard that one, and I told you no. I heard that one. What the next one?
Okay. Yes, and the next question that I was asking, if you had to choose today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
No. No.
Okay. Let's move on to the next one. The second referendum is called Partial Convergence for Revised Development at 1111 Parrot Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall Miami's charter be amended, authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres on Watson Island based upon fair market value on $155 million to Eco-Rationalize
no.
Miami LLC.
No.
Let me read you the full information so you can provide me with a response. Now, this Eco-Rationalize in Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses.
Sir, I have to read all those memorandums myself and get them together and understand what they are really saying. As you're reading them to me, I don't understand. I have to read them myself, so ain't no need to read them no memorandum to me because right now I don't know whether I vote yes or no. So forget the memorandum. Is it anything else?
Take in consideration that it's very important to know the whole survey.
Well, then I'm not going to give you no answer. Then you have a good night. God bless you. You have a good night. Bye.